Dial the Doc program. And joining us here today from FHN, Director of FHN Imaging Services and the FHN Vein Center, joining us, Katie Alvarado. Hey, Katie, good morning. Hello to you.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to talk through our imaging technologies here at FHN.
Well, tell us, Katie, about the technologies that are included in the imaging services at FHN.
Absolutely. So FHN offers a variety of imaging services throughout the whole FHN service area. So you'll find at some of our rural clinics diagnostic x-rays. So this means that if your provider orders an x-ray, maybe it's a chest x-ray, maybe it's a hip x-ray or orthopedic work, those services can be performed right at that location before you leave. Now, at the main campus here at the hospital, we offer the full spectrum of imaging services. So that is everything from CT, MRI, nuclear medicine, ultrasound, cath lab, echovascular ultrasound, mammography, bone density, positron emission tomography, or you may more commonly hear it called PET scans, and then, of course, the general radiography and fluoroscopy work.
Now, Katie, in general, how are these types of imaging technologies used in healthcare diagnoses?
Yeah, imaging plays a large role in the ability of a provider to form a diagnosis. Imaging, you know, you typically hear them being referred to as the eyes of medicine. They're able to see internally or inside of the human body. Many modalities provide not only details around what something looks like, but also how is something functioning. So maybe the provider thinks, you know, your gallbladder isn't functioning as well as it should. We're able to provide that diagnosis through a nuclear medicine HIDA scan. We can tell you how your gallbladder is functioning. So the information that that provider will receive from imaging really does help form that diagnosis, and then, of course, the next steps that need to be identified in that patient's plan of care. So we're able to offer this care in a variety of different settings. So it could be preventative care through the world of mammography, or it could be in the inpatient or ED setting where we might be looking at something a little bit more critical or trauma-based in nature. And then, of course, you know, one of the other focuses that we have is collaborating with those primary care providers throughout the patient's entire experience at FHN.
We're talking to Katie Alvarado, Director of FHN Imaging Services, and the FHN Vein Center as well. Katie, I know that FHN has continually kept pace with new imaging equipment, and we know that it's very expensive. What actually is driving your decisions to buy this new equipment?
One of the main focuses at FHN is to ensure that we are supporting and caring for our community in the best way that we can locally. So in efforts to do this, some of the right places, pieces need to be in place, and that includes technology and also qualified people to run that technology. So we continue to invest in our technology and our qualified team. FHN's done a really good job at keeping relevant in the imaging space, and this is a tough feat. As you can imagine, the technology is not only expensive, but it is changing constantly.
I know that you have some new equipment there. Tell us about it, and what is it used for?
Absolutely. We have just recently replaced our CT scanner. This scanner is used across the spectrum of patient care. It provides thin slices or images with a high level of detail. CT technology is used in a variety of different settings, from inpatient, outpatient, and ED care. And a fun fact about CT is, although it's one CT, there are typically anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 images within that CT. We've also recently invested in our mammography units. FHN now offers 3D mammograms, or it's also referred to as digital breast tomosynthesis. So this new technology offers more of a 3D look at breast tissue. There's more images to review, more data there for the radiologist to interpret as compared to the standard 2D mammography.
What type of training, Kate, is needed for your staff who operate this new equipment, and how's that training accomplished?
Yes, as I had mentioned earlier, that high level of care that FHN is able to offer is not just the technology, it's those using the technology. So training, education is very important to the technology world. Folks across the spectrum here in the imaging department have anywhere from an associate's prepared degree, which is a two-year degree, all the way through a master's prepared. Technologists have that continuing education requirements that are annually, and this really helps them stay relevant on the current techniques and practices. Anytime FHN brings in new equipment, we also get application support and training from the new equipment's manufacturers. So it could be anywhere from a few days to a few weeks that these individuals come in and train the FHN team members to make sure we're utilizing the equipment to its fullest capacity.
Katie, tell us about the Vein Center, which is also part of the imaging services at FHN.
It is. It is part of the imaging services. The Vein Center really provides solutions for those that may be struggling with venous insufficiency in their legs. And when I say venous insufficiency, this can often cause varicose veins, which are those visible rope-like veins seen on the legs. Venous insufficiency typically causes leg pain, achiness, or maybe a heaviness. And the treatment of venous insufficiency, it is outpatient-based, and it really does offer a quick recovery time. If you feel like you may suffer from venous insufficiency, you can definitely call our Vein Center for a free ultrasound evaluation. And the Vein Center can be reached at 815-599-VEIN. So again, that's 815-599-VEIN.
I know, Katie, that both the Vein Center and Breast Imaging do have nurse navigators. It's my understanding. What's the role of the nurse navigator in those areas of FHN imaging services?
Yeah, navigating healthcare is challenging. There's a lot of information coming in, and oftentimes the patient could really benefit from having someone coordinate that care for them, be that main support to provide, you know, whether it's patient education, that continuum on to the next step of level of care. And that is what our nurse navigators really do at the imaging service line and through the Vein Center. So their main goal is to really make that patient have feel supported throughout their entire journey and offer them any sort of additional information that they may need.
And what type of training do those nurse navigators have, Katie?
Our nurse navigators are, RN trained, so they are registered nurses. One of my, the qualities in the nurse navigators that we really are fortunate here at FHN to have is that personal touch, the ability for those navigators to really form relationships with those patients. They build that rapport, and they do a really good job at making sure the patient is engaged and understands the care that's being provided.
And finally, Katie, where can people find out more about the imaging services that you have there at FHN?
FHN.org is a wonderful resource. So again, that's FHN.org. It provides a variety of different details around the services here that we can provide at FHN. And I would always encourage as well, if you have any questions directly, primary care providers are wonderful resources as well who can definitely speak to the services that we can provide here at FHN.
Katie, great to talk to you. Great information today. Let's talk again soon, all right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Katie Alvarado, Director of FHN Imaging Services at the FHN and the FHN Vein Center this morning. And that's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. The preceding today has been sponsored and brought to you today by FHN.